This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1864. When can you choose your pronunciation in English?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When native speakers talk, sometimes they choose their pronunciation on certain words. Some say adults, some say adults. Which words can you make this choice for? Find out in today's episode.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Aubrey. How are you doing today? I'm excited to be on the show with you today.
Yes, I'm great, Lindsay. So fun to be here. I'm excited for this episode. It's going to be a really fun one.
It's going to be great. So are we getting into a little pronunciation today? I know our listeners are always thinking about pronunciation and how to do it right.
Yes, exactly. And I was finding keywords for our app and listening to one of you and Michelle's episodes. Uh-huh. It was very recent. It was 1815, three-step okay. formula to convey quiet confidence in English. And yes. You listeners will remember, you guys weren't really sure about the pronunciation of realtor. One of you said realtor and one said realtor and one said realty or realty.
Right.
And you were like, we'll look it up. We'll get back to you. And I said, oh, we definitely need to do an episode on this.
Oh, I'm glad we're coming back to this. I know we leave a lot of cliffhangers for our listeners, you know, throughout the episodes, guys. So if you haven't listened to that 1815, go back. If you're using the iOS or Android app, you can just type 1815 into that search bar and find that episode. So good.
Yes, it's so interesting. And just since earlier today, I was listening to a podcast and heard someone say realtor, three syllables.
Yeah.
Again, this we'll hear it both ways. So this is not in a vacuum, right? This
right.
happens all the time. You guys are going to start hearing these words pronounced multiple times. So it's so good just to be aware of this.
Yes.
Really, really interesting stuff.
Yeah, so good. So good. And all right, where are we going to start today, Aubrey? Let's dive into it.
Because I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this is, right, geographic. So being from mm-hmm. the East and now living out West, are there any words that you pronounce differently from your neighbors?
Oh my gosh. So words that I, as an East Coaster, pronounce differently from people out here?
Yeah.
Oh,
have you noticed any?
For sure. There's our listeners know that I pronounce the thing above our house, right?
I say roof.
And you say roof too.
I do too. In Idaho, we say roof.
Okay.
But a lot of people say roof.
Okay. And I heard another podcast and the co-hosts were teasing each other. One of them said roof. And that person, that host is from Massachusetts. So I thought it was an East Coast thing. But now that you're saying it, it might just be, I grew up in kind of rural America a little bit.
Could
maybe a rural America.
City.
Yeah, could be.
It could
be. That's so interesting. There's one in Idaho, being in Idaho right now, that's coming up so many times that people say Italian.
Okay,
like that, Italian dressing. It kind of drives me nuts.
I've heard that.
I told my mom, I'm like, Mom, it's Italy. So Italy, it's Italian. But it's tricky because there is really no right or wrong for
There's a lot of these.
It's very, you know, geographic, and people are going to pronounce it differently depending on how the locals pronounce it, how they grew up pronouncing it. So that's good to know. I even shouldn't be correcting my mom, but that's one that kind of gets on my nerves.
That one's so funny. I think that one might be generational, because the only other time I've ever heard anyone say Italian in the U.S. was in college. My college roommate's grandmother would say it when we would go home for like spring break and have like Easter dinner with her family. She'd say, would you like Italian salad dressing? Right. But I think that one is generational. Older people.
Oh, maybe. My sister says it, who's 10 years younger than me, but it's because my mom said it. And she, but I think you're right that that could be sort of going away. People are starting to realize this probably should be Italian. But there are a couple others. I've noticed people here, they'll say mischievous.
Oh, yeah.
When elsewhere you might hear mischievous.
Yes.
And then often we don't pronounce the T here in Idaho. It's always often. Whereas a lot of places you might hear often and you hear that T.
Yeah, I say often. I think I say often. Yeah. So, clearly, guys, today is not about showing you the wrong pronunciation and the right pronunciation. It's about variations, which I personally think is more interesting for our listeners.
Yes, I agree. Right. And what's interesting when it comes to a word like realtor or realtor.
Yeah.
This is where you might hear natives argue about this, because someone might say this is the correct pronunciation is realtor. And someone else might say, no, the correct pronunciation is realtor. Right. And no, when you look in the dictionary, someone might say preferred pronunciation is this in a dictionary.
Right.
But
right.
preferred and correct are different things.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, ask a realtor. Right. I say realtor. I put a little extra syllable in there. Mm-hmm. The point is, you know, when you speak with someone, the point is that connection, that moment of connection. So don't get hung up on, oh my God, this person just mispronounced it or you mispronounced it. Keep the conversation going.
Yes,
right?
For sure. Yeah. Don't let this hold you back, right? And it is something interesting to talk about when you hear someone pronounce something differently. This reminds me of something really funny that happened maybe about a year ago, where Benedict Cumberbatch, he's the star of Doctor Strange and Sherlock Holmes. He's a British actor.
Yes.
And he was narrating a nature documentary, and he wanted to talk about the penguins, and he said penguin. Like W-I-N-G at the end, penguin. And he said it a few times. And he started getting teased by people online, by talk show hosts. And had such a great sense of humor about it. He just laughed and he's like, yeah, who, you know? And so even natives make mistakes and it's not a big deal, right? We just laugh it off. We pronounce words incorrectly or just differently from other people. And it's lighthearted, right? It's not a problem.
I love it. Are we going to go into any other specific words? It would be good to know all these words where there is kind of a variation here for native speakers.
Yeah. There are so many. I found a really interesting article in the Parade magazine with 50 words that natives in the United States pronounce differently. Because you guys know, if we're talking New Zealand British versus the United States, every word is pronounced differently practically. But within the United States, there's a lot of words that are pronounced very differently. So we're just going to give you a few examples. It's like that expression, tomato, tomato. Have you heard that?
Tomato. Of course you've heard that. I think Michelle and I have mentioned that on the show before, right? Tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
Yes.
Right? Data doesn't matter. I mean...
Exactly, right? We recognize there are two ways of saying this. That's actually a fun idiom to say, like, let's agree to disagree. You have your ideas. I have mine. It's fine. You might say tomato. I say tomato. It's okay. Yeah,
it's okay. We can still get along and we can still connect, which is the most important thing. So,
So
our listeners are dying to know, what are these words, Aubrey?
Yeah. So let's go over a few of them. So the first one is pecan. I say pecan. It's a nut. How do you say that, Lindsay?
I say pecan as well.
Okay.
Pecan.
A lot of people say pecan.
No, I don't
pecan
say pecan
pie.
Yeah. But do you change it when you say pie? Like when you add pie to it, you say the same.
Do you say pecan pie?
Mm,
I think
I say
pecan pie.
I actually think I say both.
I definitely hear both. I hear both. Yeah. And I don't know if it's geographic or on TV, I've heard both because it just depends on where people are from. Both totally accepted.
Totally accepted.
Either way. But like you were saying, figure out how the locals say it. Say it like them.
Exactly. Do you like pecan pie, by the way? I said pecan that
You
time.
Just said pecan. I said pecan. I think you do both.
That's what I say. I say pecan, but I don't say pecan, right? So there's a few different ways to say this. Pecan.
How funny that you say pecan when you're talking about the nuts.
Or pecan pie, right? Pecan pie. I have a lot of options
That's
here.
That's the same word. That's so interesting. I love pecan pie. It's delicious. It has pecans, you guys, and brown sugar kind of caramely with a crust. My mother-in-law makes the best pecan pie. It's delicious.
Wow. It's so sweet. It has to be. I like it too, but I
can
prefer,
only do a small slice. Very small.
Yeah. For me, a good apple pie any day over anything else, honestly, or a strawberry rhubarb in the summer. Oh,
I love
so
strawberry
good.
Rhubarb because it has the tart and the sweet.
You got
My grandma used to make strawberry rhubarb pie. She had a big rhubarb bush out in front of her house
amazing.
And it was so scrumptious.
Oh, I didn't know that rhubarbs grew in Idaho. That's amazing. Oh,
yeah,
good to
definitely.
Know.
Okay, let's do the next one, which is also a food. Mm-hmm. Apricots. I say apricot.
Oh, no, I say apricot for sure.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Here in Idaho, we say apricot.
Okay, interesting.
So funny.
Interesting. Okay, and the next
both
one.
Correct.
Yep, both correct, guys. So however you can decide, or you can be like me, you can swap depending on your mood, the time of day. You can choose your pronunciation that day.
Totally.
Maybe who you're talking to. You know, maybe sometimes, you know, language is a human function, right? And so sometimes maybe we mirror who we're talking to and we actually say it the way they say it. Right?
Yep, might go back and forth. And this is another example, right? I usually say adult.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking with someone else who says adult, then sometimes I'll start saying adult.
Right.
You hear
exactly.
it both ways so often.
Yep. So I say adult too. I don't say adult, but I could, right?
Yeah, right. If you were talking to someone that said it several times that way, there's a chance you might start saying it like that.
But it's interesting to notice when we change the word a little bit and we make it adulting, we make it a verb. We wouldn't really say adulting. Would you?
No,
say that?
I wouldn't. I'd say adulting.
Okay.
And that is more rules for pronunciation of words with three syllables.
Yes.
Which there's so many rules that gets really tricky, but it's true. That's you're more stuck in that you need to say adulting.
Okay. So that's important to note, guys. Sometimes when these words become a verb or an adjective, in that case, you go to a different pronunciation or you follow different rules. So these anecdotes today are just about the nouns, right? Mm-hmm. That's important to know. Okay. What's the next one?
Okay. So this one's interesting. Oh, I say caramel.
I've
caramel.
Had so many
like
debates
it's two syllables. How do you say caramel?
I do not say caramel. I've had debates about this with people.
Yeah.
I say caramel. Caramel.
Caramel. A lot of people do. My sister moved to Arkansas and she thought caramel and caramel were two different things.
Oh, no.
She didn't realize it's the same thing. She thought caramel was either a name brand for some kind of candy because she had heard that word a lot, but it's pronounced so differently.
Right.
She didn't realize it's the same thing. It's so
interesting.
Funny.
Interesting. Well, I know Carmel is also a city in California, right? Near Malibu. Isn't
well,
it?
That's a different pronunciation again, right?
Oh,
and that's that's spelled C-A-R-M-E-L.
Right.
But it's Carmel with the,
Carmel.
The emphasis on
Carmel.
The second syllable.
You're right. That's a good
whereas
point. So that's
Carmel,
different.
The emphasis on the first syllable.
Mm-hmm. Good point. So that would be the way to tell that apart, guys. And also in context, right?
Yeah.
You're either talking
about
and
this might be tricky. Mm-hmm. So I was going to say, because you might spell it incorrectly if you hear it pronounced Carmel. This would be tricky for someone taking the IELTS exam.
Yes.
If the speaker says Carmel, you might spell it without that A in the middle. If they say caramel, you're more likely to spell it correctly because it sounds like how it's spelled.
Yeah. And Aubrey, you're over there on the IELTS Energy podcast twice a week with Jessica Beck. How can they find that show if our listeners want to learn more, by the way, about IELTS?
Oh, yeah. If you guys aren't following wherever you find your podcasts, follow IELTS Energy. We have two new episodes every week. All of the information you need to know to get your score on IELTS. And it's really fun. Jessica and I are fun. So come check it out.
Good times. Excellent. Okay. Do we have one more?
Yes, one last one I've had some controversy here, whether you say pajamas or pajamas. What do you say, Lindsay?
I think I say pajamas. pajamas.
Yeah, me too. Pajamas. Mm-hmm. And I've asked a couple people this because I hear it both ways so much. And so many people are like, I wouldn't say either. I say PJs.
PJs. I like that answer, actually.
That's right. It's shorter. No one says pajamas. We just say PJs.
That's true. No one does.
It's
right.
True.
Yeah. And then, I mean, we can go another day into things like, for example, people from the East Coast pronounce Jessica's home state as Nevada, but it's actually supposed to be pronounced Nevada. So those would be examples where it's wrong. Like we actually make a we make a pronunciation mistake, but that's somewhat related. We can talk about a different day.
There was another one where she currently lives. Some people say Oregon and some people say Oregon.
Yes.
I don't know which people from Oregon. I say Oregon, but I'm not sure how they prefer.
I say Oregon. So clearly there are some differences here. This is really fun.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Aubrey, should we go into a role play?
Yes, let's do it. We are planning for a party in this role play, Lindsay.
All right.
I'll start us out.
Okay.
I'm going to make a pecan pie and an apricot pie.
That sounds amazing. I'll bring vanilla ice cream and caramel sauce.
Are only adults attending or is anyone bringing children?
Well, my brother's bringing his kids, but they'll be upstairs in their pajamas, so don't plan on them eating.
Nice. It's funny because did it sound wrong to you when I said apricot?
Well, I got a little nervous at the beginning of the role play because I'm like, oh my God, now I have to pronounce it right.
Should
but I'm
I
like,
say
which
it
is
one
the
way
right
or
way?
And that really brings up the point here that there is no right way, right? This is really a good point to make that, guys, if you hear these words multiple ways, don't correct anyone.
Yes.
Don't think one is right or wrong. And don't be stressed about saying one or the other. Lindsay and I say a lot of these differently.
Yeah.
They're all correct. Right?
There's so many more important things to worry about in a conversation, right? Make sure you're following understanding and connecting, making that eye contact is so key and important.
Totally.
So let's go back, Aubrey, and see what we used here.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to make a pecan pie, which I certainly could have said pecan pie.
Yeah.
And an apricot pie. Lindsay would have said apricot pie.
Right. And then I said, I'm going to make a caramel sauce. You would have said, I'm going to make
a caramel sauce,
not caramel, not the city, guys. That's your bonus for today. The city in California, a caramel sauce is what you would have made. What else, Aubrey?
Yes. And then I asked, are only adults attending, which a lot of people would say are only adults attending.
Some people would say adults. I would have said adults like you. We have some similarities here. It may be like growing up in the countryside, like I said before. I'm not sure.
I'm curious.
And then I said, my brother's bringing his kids, but they'll be upstairs in their pajamas, right?
Yep. I also would say pajamas, but you'll definitely hear pajamas or we shorten it even more and say PJs.
Yeah. And that's a bonus takeaway for today, too. I love that one. This has been great, Aubrey. What's our takeaway for our listeners on this episode?
I think you hit the nail right on the head when you were talking about how stressful pronunciation can be.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to eliminate that for you guys. We don't want you to be stressed about pronunciation. Yes, it's important to try to pronounce words clearly and accurately so you're understood, but recognize that natives pronounce a lot of words differently. So this is definitely not something you should let keep you from connecting with other English speakers.
Exactly. And, you know, maybe for our listeners, guys, you want to set a goal of listening a lot so that ultimately you want to be hearing regularly both pronunciations being used by different native speakers so that immediately you'll know it doesn't matter. You'll go and verify what we're saying, right? You don't have to take this for granted. You can verify what we're teaching you today in your own experience. I've been preparing for my trip to Mexico City, Aubrey. So I've been listening to more Spanish and I've been like getting that Spanish in my ears and there's no replacement for just good, solid listening practice.
It's so true. That is exactly right. Now, you guys, when you go out and listen to podcasts and TV and radio, you're going to hear these words pronounced both ways and you'll remember us. Be like, ah, I learned about that on All Ears English.
You got it. And in the end, it's about connection, not perfection. Right, Aubrey?
Exactly right. This is really fun, Lindsay. Thanks for chatting about pronunciation with me.
Good stuff, Aubrey. I'll talk to you very soon. See you in the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.